Turn your Bible to Matthew chapter 28. And we read the passage from verse 1 to verse 8. I read it to you. Matthew 28, verse 1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not, ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you in Galilee. There shall ye see him. For I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre, which with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. May the Lord bless this reading of his word. We have read through Matthew chapter 28, that passage we have just read. We pray, Father, that you will speak to us this Easter sunrise service, the day in which we remember that Christ rose from the dead. Hear this, our prayer. This we pray, we ask, giving you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. I greet all of you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the first time I'm here, and this is wonderful. I've been to this park many years ago, and it hasn't got all these modern beautiful facilities, and this is the first time, so I'm glad I'm here instead in Melbourne, and very glad that I can share with you the word this morning, and so glad. But when I saw those people who come up to sing in the choir, and either they are all very they are very, very serious, they're not smiling. I expect them to coming up smiling, and then their feet is a bit lighter, you know, but they come, and I think they feel that they're coming up to give a performance. No, each time when we sing, you know, we sing hymns for the Lord, it is singing to the Lord, and we should be full of joy. Maybe before the singing, you are thinking of the notes. All right, maybe it's okay, but after that, you should be very happy. Instead, after that, no. And then you are also look down on the ground here. And we should be always happy. Are you all happy today in the Lord? Yes, that's right. You see, it's always good to be young. And that's why the Lord Jesus Christ, our faith must be like the young child. And so whenever you talk of this, you must say, yes. That's right. Praise the Lord. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is pivotal to the gospel of Jesus Christ, to our faith in him. It's very important. Apart from unbelievers who are skeptical and who dismiss the resurrection of Jesus Christ as fairy tale or the imagination of the early Christians, I wonder what your attitude and your thoughts are. I believe that you all believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I take that for granted. So what are some Christians' thoughts or attitude about the resurrection of Jesus Christ? We have not seen the Lord Jesus Christ. We have not seen his resurrection. They all recorded for us, to be recorded for us 2,000 years ago here in the Bible. Since we have not seen, we are taught that Christ rose from the dead. What are your thoughts? What are your attitude? Many Christians profess belief in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They profess it because it is the creed of the church. They will recite the belief and try not to think more about it. The church says it, that settles it. Some Christians have this kind of attitude. Don't want to think about it. Yes, the church says it. That's in the article of faith. I believe it, it says. And after that, don't want to think more about it. Some harbor a personal skepticism about the resurrection event. They hope that the resurrection is not too important to the faith. Inside their heart, openly, outwardly, they profess, I believe. But inside their heart, privately and personally, there is a doubt. And they hope that the resurrection is not too important. Because each time when they talk about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ to their friends, or witness Christ to their friends and talk about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, their friends may laugh at them. What? Do you mean you believe in that? Have you seen someone risen from the dead? Have you witnessed it? And so, because of this, personally, they have that kind of doubt. But there are others who are always asking and probing, sometimes believing, sometimes doubting. However, there are many who have an understanding of the resurrection with which they hold dearly in their heart. They are truly blessed. They are truly blessed. What about you? What about your attitude? Your understanding? Do you really believe that Jesus walked out of that tomb 2,000 years ago? In your bulletin, you have a picture of those pilgrims who went there. And there is this empty tomb, the entrance to the empty tomb. Do you believe that Jesus Christ walked out of that tomb 2,000 years ago? Am I supposed to believe that I too will get a new body and join my beloved ones, my loved ones who have died before me? Am I supposed to believe that? Do you believe that Jesus walked through doors and ate fish and talked with his disciples? That's what the Bible recorded for us. And I believe the Easter narrative we just read in Matthew 28:1-8 is especially precious because they are very enlightening. In fact, the title that is given, assigned to me, is He is risen as He said. It's taken from verse 16. He is risen. Christ is risen as He said. And I think this short statement is very profound. So I like to think three things here. One, we regard once again, to affirm in our hearts that Jesus Christ is risen, that He is alive, that our Lord and Savior is alive, even seated at the right hand of God. And then the next thing is to show that this fact is irrefutable, and that because of He is alive, our Lord is alive, all that He has said, as He said, and other things that He has said, will come true. As He said that He will rise again from the dead, is true and has happened. Other things that He has said will also happen. And the third thing is that it should impact our heart. It should strengthen our faith. It should give us joy and strength. We should know how to live on this earth, and we look forward to the great day when He will come. Take us to be with Him, come back again and set up His kingdom on this earth, and then after that, He create the new heaven and the new earth, and we will there with Him with bodies fashioned like unto His body. Spirit and body, soul, spirit and body together with Him forever and ever and ever and ever. Indeed, 2,000 years ago, Jesus came. At the age of 33, He was despised. He was despised. He was rejected. He was abused by many people. And the Jews did not stop that. They sought His death by crucifixion. Even the governor Pilate wanted to free Him. They did not allow that. And Pilate, for the sake of his own position, allowed the Jews to have their way. And so Christ was crucified. He was crucified at Golgotha, the place where He was crucified together with two thieves. He was buried, and on the third day He rose from the dead. This is very important, that He was buried. He died. The Roman soldier came to Him, wanted to break His bones in order to expedite His death. But when the Roman soldier came, they found that He was already dead, whereas the two thieves were not. And so they did their job. So Jesus Christ was buried. In other words, it is a fact that He died and He was buried. He did not swoon, He did not faint. He died and He was buried. And as He said, He will rise on the third day. Yes, indeed. And so we saw that Easter narrative in Matthew recorded for us, that the women went there early in the morning. And then you have the angel of God, of the Lord, and move the stone, knowing that the women are coming. And because of that, there were guards there, the Roman guards there, and there was this earthquake. And with all this happening, they were so fearful that they fainted. The woman came, and the angel of the Lord told the women, "I know you all come here to seek Jesus, but He's not here. He is risen as He said." As He said. Indeed. Now the resurrection of Jesus Christ is undeniable, irrefutable. First of all, we have the enemies of the Lord Jesus Christ. They, the Pharisees and all the religious leaders, plus many others, they already cried for the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh good, so Christ was crucified and buried. They are very happy, but they were so afraid, because Christ had said that He will rise again from the dead. They did not believe that. They thought their disciples might come and steal the body, and so asked for the Roman guards to guard that place. And then when Christ rose again from the dead, and then it was spread around, many people are saying that Christ is alive, that Christ has risen from the dead. These enemies of the Lord Jesus Christ bribed the Roman soldiers, telling them, "You better tell all the others. Go and tell that at night, when you were sleeping," telling the guard that they were sleeping, "that the disciples of Jesus Christ stole His body and now hid it somewhere, and now tell people that He is alive." You see, the enemies of the Lord Jesus Christ, the enemies, if they knew that if Jesus Christ truly did not rise from the dead, oh, they would really have told everybody. They wouldn't have, there's no need for them to bribe the Roman soldiers. They themselves would attack aggressively and fiercely attack all the disciples of Jesus Christ who went around to preach that Jesus Christ is, was, and is alive, has risen from the dead. So they would not have given Jesus Christ any chance, or the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ any chance at all. That goes to prove that Jesus truly is risen from the dead. The enemies, in fact, now had to bribe others, the Roman soldiers. Secondly, if it was a big hoax, if it, the whole thing was not true, and then the disciples says, goes, went around and preached the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, then they know that it wasn't true, they preach it, and when they have to pay for their life, would they die for what they believe, what they know, or what they knew at that time was a hoax, not true? That means what they were preaching was a lie. Would they die? Would they die for the Lord Jesus Christ? I don't think so. You would not die for a lie. You lie on something, and then when, if your life is at stake, you will straight away admit it is not. You will not die for your life. And so they were willing to lay down their life for that testimony that Jesus Christ is alive. How wonderful it is. So you can rest assured in your heart that Jesus Christ, in fact, is alive. So the disciples would have remained in hiding. If Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, they would have remained in hiding. The enemies of Jesus Christ will keep on hounding them to kill them, to put them in prison. They would have ran and hid themselves and think nothing more about Jesus. But it was not so. It was not so. Jesus, they knew, was alive because they saw him. There's one who wasn't sure, Thomas. And Thomas says, until I see the Lord Jesus Christ and touch him, and then I will believe. And so Jesus Christ knew and went and appeared one time before them where Thomas was there and called, Thomas, come forward. And so Thomas saw. And in the end, Thomas did not. Jesus Christ said, all right, you say you want to touch my hand, come, come. And so Thomas went down on his knees and then acknowledged, my Lord and my God. They saw. And the fact that they saw, these disciples, when Christ was taken captive, when Christ was taken, was tried, and then before Pilate, and then abused, they all ran away. They were all so afraid. And now they have seen Christ, the very person whom they had fellowship for 3 years, now alive, dead, and now risen, as he said, had transformed and changed their lives completely. Transformed them completely from fearful disciples to become very brave disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they were willing, and they preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, not only with regard to his coming, that he came to die for the sins of the world, but he rose again from the dead. They could preach it with conviction, with the truth. Their lives were all changed. Particularly one, the Apostle Paul, who was formerly Saul. He did not believe. He's a Pharisee. He did not believe that Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ. And all those disciples who were preaching, and the others disciples of Jesus Christ who were preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and of salvation and of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, of Jesus of Nazareth as the Christ. Saul, being a very intelligent, knowledgeable Pharisee who has power, sought to kill them. And so he went around with that authority to arrest all those and persecuted all those who preach that gospel, that Jesus Christ is alive. And believing in him, you'll be saved. And Jesus Christ, on his way to Damascus, Jesus Christ appeared to him. You read, the passage was read to us from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Paul wrote that passage. And he said that he was the last one whom saw the Lord Jesus Christ. Because of that, he changed. Jesus Christ was alive and he accepted the fact that the Jesus of Nazareth, in fact, is the Christ, the risen Savior. And from there, changed, totally changed from persecutor to preacher of Jesus Christ. So it is very clear that Jesus is risen as he said. So Jesus Christ did not lie when he said, before his arrest and his crucifixion, Jesus Christ has said that on the third day he will rise again from the dead. And so the angel said, you come to seek the Lord Jesus Christ, he is risen as he said. As he said is very important. What are the things that the Lord Jesus Christ said that has not happened? The question is, will it happen? Before the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, he told his disciples, you are sad, you are sorrowful, please don't be sorrowful. I go to prepare a place for you. There again, he said, I go to prepare a place for you, knowing that he's going to die very soon. And then Jesus Christ says, I go. In other words, Jesus Christ very strongly implied with regard to his resurrection. And if I go, I will come back and to take you. Come back to take you to be with him. Jesus Christ said that. So he has promised to come back. As he said. As he said. He's risen as he said. He has said that he will come back again. Will he come back? He will. Just as he said that he has risen and that happened, Jesus Christ said he will come back again. That also will happen. Isn't it wonderful? And you shall be with him. You must have that. Remember, as he said, he will come back again. Indeed. Another reason why he has to come back again, why he has to rise from the dead, because Jesus Christ also said that he will come to reign. There will be this millennial kingdom. In Matthew chapter 25, you read that, when he come. And then all those who are saved will enter into his kingdom. And he will reign over kings. Over kings and paupers. He will reign on earth. He said, as he said. And so he will come and he will reign. At the same time, he did say that the last enemy, what is the last enemy of men? Men all fears one thing, fears death. And Jesus Christ said, because he's risen from the dead, he will conquer death. Indeed, he's risen from the dead. So death has no more sting, no more power. And those of us who are Christians now, we are not afraid of that. Because we know one day we will be resurrected again. Our bodies and our spirit, our soul will be resurrected. And we will have the same body as the Lord Jesus Christ has. How wonderful it is. Last but not least, we shall be with him for all eternity. That is your blessed hope. That is my blessed hope. Will that happen? Since the Lord Jesus Christ said that he will rise from the dead on the third day, as he said, his second coming, his defeat over death, as he said, will all happen. And that's your blessed hope. That's my blessed hope. And if that is true, how therefore should we live our life here on this earth. Oh, we should be very happy. That's why every time when we think of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, even this very morning, we should be full of joy in our heart, inside. Every time, whenever we think we are sad, we think of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, we should be sad. We should be happy. There must be joy in our hearts that we know one day all these things are temporary, it will pass away. And all that His resurrection means to us will happen. As Christ said, it will happen. We should be happy for that. And so we not should be sad. Yes, we are in the world, but not of the world. We carry on to do our work here. Glorify God, enjoy Him, and do His work, and look forward to the day when He will come to take us to be with Him, and then in the millennium kingdom, and then in the new heaven and the new earth, and to be with Him forever and ever. And our bodies also, this corrupt body, will be transformed, changed completely, and have the same kind of body that He has. That is able to appear and disappear at will and travel at distances just with a thought, as His body is. What a wonderful thing. Do you believe? I believe. I believe. Because Jesus Christ has said, as Jesus said in His word, I believe. That should be to strengthen our faith. So don't ever doubt, never, never doubt the resurrection of Christ and all Christ has said, the promises that He said regarding His second coming and regarding the end of the age. All will come to pass and you will be there. And God, if you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have not, if there's anyone here who have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, this promise is for you also. But you must first repent, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Earlier in this service, you heard that. It's been asked questions. Have you repented of your sins, believing that you were born with that sin nature? You're condemned to condemn eternally in the lake of fire. You must repent and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you have done that, you must do that. And if you have done that, and you are part of His, you are belong to Jesus Christ, and all that Christ has promised in His word to us, you will enjoy and have, like all the other Christians. So never, never doubt the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ on all that He has said. Be happy. When you think of this, there should be that inner joy, deep-seated joy, that will overcome everything. Because with this truth, the Lord Jesus Christ has set us free. Free from the oppression of tribulations and troubles, free from the clutches of sin. You are free to live for Him. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank You for Your word. And we pray, Father, that the Lord Jesus Christ, Your only begotten Son, indeed, Lord, He is risen, is alive, as He said, and now seated in Your right hand. We look forward to the day when we will see Him face to face. While we have not seen Him now, we know He lives in our heart, but we look forward to the great day when He will come and we will see Him face to face. Oh Lord, we thank You for that glorious day. And so touch our hearts, transform and change us. That we will offer our lives a living sacrifice to You, to witness Christ to others, Lord, many others who have not received Christ. May they too, Lord, enjoy the blessings of salvation. This we pray, we ask, giving you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.